Reconstruction Number 9. Cousin Eliza on the Faction.
I'll tell you what it is that makes the great houses different from us, okay? Us meaning humans, this time. What makes them different is, they've got time running through their veins. It's like they're plugged into history, right down to the genes. They're born that way. You know what the stories say? The way the stories tell it, when the founder members of the faction left their old houses and joined the grandfather, I'm trying to quote from memory here, all right, so don't take the piss. When they joined the grandfather, the whole of space and time skipped a beat. Like the universe blinked or something. Because history knew things had got messed up somewhere along the line. That's how the founder members lost their shadows. Their shadows got lost in the gap, and no, I don't know how that's supposed to work either. But the point is, they had to start experimenting, just to get their shadows back. That's how they found out how to stick new shadows to themselves, and that's how they found out how to stitch weapons to them, like we used to back in the Empire. Godfather Morlock used to explain to us about the bog-standard time paradox. You'll have heard this before, I know, but let's just put it on the record. You take a song, or a story, or just an idea, that you grew up with, all right. You go back in time, and give your song, or whatever, to someone who was around before it was written. He spreads it through the rest of the world, and before you know it, it's everywhere, so you can grow up with it, and take it back in time in the first place. The question being, where did the song come from, if nobody actually wrote it? But the thing is, the way Morlock explains things, it goes deeper than that. Because every atom in the universe gets affected by every other atom in the universe, eventually. Every move you make starts ripples that go through the rest of time. So, it doesn't have to be anything as big as a song. If you go back and take a single breath of the air, you make ripples in the world. Ripples that keep on spreading, until that one breath of air helps shape the whole wide world. The world that made you, just so you could go back in time and make it. You see, the paradox is everywhere. Just by stepping back at all, just by being who we are, we're making the present. The way Morlock explained it, every breath we take is impossible,